Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday.
It is. It is. It's a good Tuesday.
Good Tuesday. Had a great sports night last night.
Yeah.
Bills are back from the bye. We'll get to all of that coming up here in the next 2 hours. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And start off right away. We'll get to the Sabres. I think they ultimately played well. They do lose to Montreal last night in regulation. We'll get to them in a little bit. But the game that I had the most fun watching, and I wish, honestly, Derek, that I would have just locked into it for the whole thing and bounce between the others, was game 7 of the ALCS.
Yes.
I was trying to be aggressive. I was trying to be my normal channel surfing self when watching sports. And realistically, I should have just locked in. I should have just been like, no, this is game 7. This means more than a regular season football game.
It means more.
More than what? The game 6 of the NHL season. I should have locked in. I didn't. It's my bad. But man, what a win for Toronto.
I mostly locked in on this one. You want to know the sad part? The Sabres game ends. It's looking bleak for Toronto. I get in my car and I start driving home. I had a friend up from out of town. A couple of other things going on, hanging out with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I get in my car. I'm going to say maybe about 45 seconds before George Springer does the thing, where it becomes bedlam. So I miss the good part. I miss the incredibly fun part, and I get back home, and it's basically, you what? And
trying to catch up.
Catching up, and I'm like, oh my God, they did it. Bassett's on the mound, closes the eighth inning. Hoffman on the mound, closes it out.
It was such a great moment for the Blue Jays, and I found myself watching a lot of that game too, And I imagine a lot of this is because I'm a neutral fan. I don't want Seattle to win because obviously I root for the Angels. It's an AL West team. And I like Toronto because of the local ties here and stuff like that. But I was not going to lose sleep if Toronto had lost. But I found myself, especially after the Springer home run, to go up 4-3. And at that point, too, it really felt like all the air was out of Seattle's balloon. That, you know, the Rogers Center was going
right.
You know, ape bleep. And I found myself like remembering all those months ago. It's a long season, but all those months ago, Toronto kind of had, I don't want to say no hope for this year. It wasn't like they were going to be a bottom three team in the league, but they certainly didn't have a ton of hope for this season.
This was not their projection.
And if you do remember, Guerrero is not signed long term yet. And the feeling as the season is starting is this is it. He's going to leave. They missed the window to get the extension done. And they may not even be a very good team this year. They might be okay. And this is going to be it. Early in April, though, they get the deal done. It's 14 years, $500 million, I believe, is the numbers. And everything is hunky-dory at that point. But even to start the season, they're not amazing. And then they go on their run, and they don't really stop from there. It's awesome. And now you see it here where the offensive numbers kept exploding. It kept working for them. And they're hot at the perfect time.
And also, with Guerrero, there's another portion of this. Guerrero's typically known as hitting the bombs guy. This team this year has done such a great job of hitting to contact, making sure there are runners on base, so that they, if somebody does rake, it is extra runs coming in. Or they do have an opportunity for extra base hits, and runs are being driven in. The Blue Jays being so good at hitting to contact is also an interesting footnote in this because of the players that they have. And it's highlighted by Guerrero the way that he's had this postseason. He's tied for the most home runs in a Jays postseason's history. And now has an opportunity to break it on his own right because they are in the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time since 1993.
I saw such a cool picture. I showed it to you right before we jumped on air.
It was incredible.
It was showing the city of Toronto, the skyline, the last time they were in the World Series and this year.
Right.
And it's one of those, I think Abu Dhabi is the city. Like you see if you're on Facebook or Twitter ever, and it's like, yeah, how much has changed in the last 30 years. Like that's the picture I see of like all of a sudden there's a ton of skyscrapers. And it goes from like a barren desert to a bunch of skyscrapers in like a 30-year period. That's like the feeling I got. It was cool to see. It's not like the Blue Jays are this bottom of the barrel organization that has never been successful. They won back-to-back World Series in the 90s. I like that I now have a team that I can actively root for against the Dodgers. I don't like the Dodgers at all. I don't like the Yankees. So last year's World Series was, oh, this is great for ratings, and I'm excited for one of you to lose. Like, this will suck for one of you guys, but the other one's going to win, and that's going to bother me. I don't know how much of a chance Toronto really has. The Dodgers do feel like a super team. It should be mentioned, though, that they have also been up and down. The Brewers had 10 total hits, I believe, in that series. It may have been like 11 or 12, late in that game. But I know during Shohei's incredible performance, and we'll get to that a little bit later on in the show, that was a big portion of this, too, is how bad Milwaukee had been at the plate. Toronto is not that.
Toronto
has been able to, outside of a few games against Seattle, really been hot this entire time, led by Vladdy, and now you're going to get Bichette back. Springer the hero, kind of the guy also that got this run started for them all those months ago where he was just hammering the Yankees. It felt like every time they played. It's great to see. They've got a lot of their pitching staff back as well because you've got the Scherzer performance. You've got the young guy in Yosevich who's performing very well. Just a very, very exciting time.
Bassett's healthy now. And you had Max Scherzer turn back the clock.
Right. And now as well, you go to a game 7, but you don't play again until Friday. And so there is time to rest up, get ready. And I believe they have home field advantage as well. And so that will be huge for them. You saw what the Rogers Center was like last night. Just a great all-around win for them and a moment for their franchise. And I like that this has truly been a thing in baseball the last few years of the random teams getting hot at the right time or just in a period, for a blip of time, what have you, to go on runs. You'd have the Nationals winning a World Series a few years ago. Their bullpen was dreadful, but they got hot. and they go on and win the World Series. The Rangers do the same thing of 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And you, while yes, you have the Yankees and you have the Dodgers, these teams that are spending a lot, and that's a whole other discussion. You do still have other teams that just figure it out at the right time to make the World Series. It's been great. I love playoff baseball. I don't get to watch all 162 games, even for my favorite teams. It's right. a long season.
Oh, but your favorite teams make it a job.
Yeah, they do.
Much less fun.
Yeah. But
mine does not.
I've loved these playoffs, and really in part it's because of Toronto. I've kind of latched onto them a little bit. Not necessarily as a bandwagon, but just the local ties. Like, yeah, let's watch them every time they're on, or at least keep up on them, and it's been a joy to watch. Again, game one of the World Series will be on Friday following Toronto's 4-3 win over Seattle. George Springer, a 3-run home run in the 7th to break that one open for them. It's incredible.
It is something to look at of. This team has had its back against the wall for a little while now, though, too, to end the season. They have to keep pace with the Yankees. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they are not the one seed. And they have to go play an extra round of baseball. Against the Red Sox team that kind of had their number, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Sox do not advance. It is the Yankees, a team that Toronto did seem to have a little bit more of favor against.
Yeah, maybe not figured out, but pretty darn close.
Yes. I didn't want to say necessarily had their number, but they did play more favorably against the Yankees this year by far than the Red Sox. And it might have been more of a Boston bugaboo than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You handle the Yankees. And they win a game 3, but you immediately put it down with a bullpen game.
You handled them, yeah.
To a point where two of your best pitching performances did not register a Jays win, by the way. Kevin Gausman has been fantastic in the postseason for Toronto. He did not win his last two starts. The team did not win his last two starts. Oddly enough, he doesn't have a loss on record, but they don't win. But they are getting it from unlikely places. A 22-year-old who started out in single A to start this year. The acquisition of Shane Bieber. And then Max Scherzer turns back the clock to help make sure that the series returns to Toronto.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ernie Clement.
Mm-hmm. Rochester native, yep.
Has been fantastic. quietly fantastic in this series, or in this postseason. We all talk about Vladdy and how well he's doing and how incredible his postseason run has been. Ernie Clement also has a batting average over 400.
And he hasn't moved from his spot. He's still at the bottom of the order, but I think that's by design.
Yeah.
It's getting them going in spots where they maybe shouldn't be.
Yeah.
It's been great.
It's one of those things where you can look at it and go, they're getting help all up and down the lineup. Andrés Giménez in game 4 has himself an incredible night. Gets himself, he's not known as a hitter. He goes ahead and goes yard.
Mm-hmm.
Giménez also tries to keep them in it in game 5, a game they ultimately lose. But it's coming from a lot of places. How this team is able to win. And now comes the massive question. Oh, is Bo Bichette healthy now? Do you get to add Bichette to the lineup? Because if so, you might stand a little bit more of a chance than you did before.
It'll also be fun, too, to see how you want to work that. The lineup has been working as is. Do you want to throw Bichette in now and maybe throw off what has been working? Again, it's more just a question that's likely being asked, but I don't think it's a bad idea to throw him back in. I mean, you're hitting well. Bichette's been one of your better hitters.
It's not like Bichette's a bad fielder by the way. And you're either replacing when it comes to Bichette. I mean, I need to make sure on this one, but yeah. So Bichette typically plays at shortstop. You're replacing Giménez. Again, not really known as the best batter on this club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're replacing the 9 in the lineup, Zach, with Bo Bichette.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's pretty good.
That's actually very good.
That's pretty good.
And it changes a little bit of the order up for you at that point. The question with Guerra was always, you didn't have the protection of Bichette like you did all regular season. How are you going to respond? And you're responding incredibly.
Mm-hmm.
Now he has Bichette back. Now I can't suddenly go on the opportunity of, yeah, we should walk Vlad.
I've also liked how Seattle like danced around that. Like, do we just walk him today? No, we'll let him hit. Oh, we had another home run. Okay. So up and down.
Hey, at least Yankees fans can take solace that, it wasn't just you.
No, it wasn't just you. But yeah, fun series, great for the Blue Jays and everything they've built, and it is their young core.
And
it is,
Seattle, like you mentioned, though, they deserved it too.
Seattle,
like, let's dig into Seattle a little bit here too.
You get Cal Raleigh off likely will be an AL MVP type season. He passes last night Aaron Judge for the most home runs in a combined regular season postseason in AL history with 65. They had multiple moments where it felt like, here we go. It was even awesome, too, that no home team was winning a game in this series for a while.
Yeah, until game 5.
Yeah. I think the problem is, I think here locally is, of course, Toronto is the more fun story. Especially, now, Seattle has their own guy, and Julio Rodriguez. Like, is there, like, homegrown talent? Like, this is our guy, the whole thing. But for Toronto, like, you do have, it's Vlad Guerrero's son. He stayed with Toronto. He signed his big deal this year. They were not expected to be as good. And like you mentioned, they're also getting huge moments from guys like Treya Savage, who is kind of a non-factor in their pipeline to start the year. By the end of it, he's starting postseason baseball.
And he's won 2 of his 3 starts.
It's been so cool. But yeah, for Seattle, it's not anything to hang your hat out. I mean, this is for a Mariners history, and I'm saying this is an Angels fan, I know, but Mariners history is not very kind to their fans.
Mm-hmm.
It is, you have great players like King Felix and Ken Griffey Jr. And stuff like that, and you have the most wins in regular season baseball, but it is not a successful organization. It's not a successful history. And so stuff like this is big for them. But if I'm them, bring back Naylor and try to run this baby back.
And you have an opportunity because you got good pieces. Julio Rodriguez is awesome. Randy Rosarena not being in the AL East is a sigh of relief for a Jays fan or even a Yankees fan or a Red Sox fan out there listening, because with the Rays, he was a pain.
Mm-hmm.
They have themselves a good pitching staff, too. It is just, okay, find a way to run it back because this is a good core that you have in place. Get after it because clearly you showed that you belong. You went ahead and ran through. You're the two seed through playing well all year, right? The AL West is a little bit of a dogfight, except for a certain team.
Woo!
But you're fighting for that. You're fighting for positioning in the postseason, fighting for seeding. You're good all year. And then you go through the playoffs, you handle business, and then you go seven games with Toronto in a classic one versus two game seven showdown. One run separates the two of you. Not only do you go back on this one going what could have been, but like for a lot of Seattle Mariners fans, like that's probably what it is. It's another what could have been season. But right now you have an opportunity to turn around, strike while the iron's hot, and continue going with a team that has been trending upward.
Yep.
You have to do it. You have to re-sign Naylor. You have to make sure that you continue being one of the top teams in the AL because this is also a fan base that has been plundered when it comes to their good teams are suddenly a faint, distant memory. Do not have this happen to them again where you blow it up.
Where, yeah, you get like one or two great years.
You have too many good pieces right now to blow it up anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like your team's up and coming. They're on the rise. Stay up there.
Keep the franchise momentum going.
Stay up there.
Mm-hmm.
Basically is what it is. As for Toronto, again, we'll see what happens against LA. I would love a series that said, Drake, don't even touch a jersey. Don't even think about it.
Don't show up.
Don't do it.
On the Vladdy thing, real quick, wearing the Austin Matthews jersey and still pulling off game seven. I'm just saying we may have to deal with the curse being broken.
He did okay. He was 1 of 4.
The team won, though.
The team won.
The team won.
So the Matthews jersey still had its place. But yes, there is a Toronto team that has won a game seven. It's just not on the ice.
I will tell you right now, when I saw him wearing that jersey, my heart sank. I was like, dude, what are you doing?
If you get another championship, like the Jays won in 93, but if you add another championship before the Maple Leafs even make
this would add into the Raptors winning in 19.
Yeah. If you have another team in Toronto winning like this, how annoyed do Maple Leafs fans become if they don't crack through second round?
That's your main team, too. Yeah. Like, I mean, like that's the main dog in that town.
Yeah. And, like,
and for the Raptors and the Blue Jays potentially to be lapping them.
It's like the Cowboys not making the conference final. The Maple Leafs are the same team in that sense.
Yeah.
They've been out of that for that long. I hope we have a series here. At minimum, give us a little bit more of some fun baseball. Do not make this thing a blowout series. Fight for it, but also, I've seen the Blue Jays mess around with their backs against the wall already this year.
Yeah, just don't get swept. That's really all I ask. 803-0550, the number to call. The Bills are back from the bye as well. We did get some news from yesterday. As per the NFL transactions report, Maxwell Harrison, his 21-day practice window is open. We'll hear more from the Bills tomorrow when they get back to practice. Coaches will speak and such. Sal Capaccio will also join us tomorrow as well. But that is not the only good news for the defense, albeit Harrison probably going to be a little bit longer of a wait. But Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi also will be back for the Bills this week. I put it up on Twitter and love to hear your thoughts as well. What do you think that's going to mean for this Bills defense to get back players like Hoyt and Ogunjobi? Or do you think maybe this is a bit of a lost cause they need to add to the defense or to the team in general through the trade deadline? Again, 803-0550, the number to call. And let TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence intercept your heating bills. Enter now at WGR550.com for a chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. Don't fumble this opportunity. Contest ends January 4th of 2026. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence, powering tomorrow, comforting today. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And this is WGR.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.